With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ceasefire deal negotiations continue between Israel, the U.S., and Hezbollah.
Israeli officials have demanded freedom to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon as part of any emerging ceasefire deal between the two sides, raising a potential complication as a top U.S. envoy was in the region attempting to clinch an agreement. Their demand came as signs of progress on a ceasefire emerged. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem said that the Lebanese militant group supports the ongoing negotiation process, but he said it had some reservations on the proposal and rejected Israeli freedom of movement in Lebanon. The proposal would push Hezbollah and Israeli forces out of southern Lebanon following Israel's invasion of Lebanon in October. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukraine has claimed that Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile overnight at one of its cities. But American officials said an initial U.S. assessment indicated the strike was carried out with an intermediate range ballistic missile. The Kremlin refused to comment on the strike. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell again last week, remaining near seven-month lows.
The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 6,000 to 213,000 for the week of November 16th. That's fewer than the 220,000 analysts had forecast. However, continuing claims went up by 36,000 to 1.91 million for the week of November 9th. That was higher than expected and the most in 3 years.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. While the number of new people applying for jobless aid each week remains at historically healthy levels, some who are receiving benefits are finding it harder to land new jobs. The Dow is up 365 points, but the NASDAQ down 73. This is SRN News. A warning to churches from the ATF.
The Boston Bureau of that agency is urging houses of worship in Massachusetts and Rhode Island to beef up their security after several attacks. Churches in Franklin, Kingston, and Woonsocket have been the target of arsonists recently, and the ATF fears there will be more incidents. The Bureau says congregations should install security cameras, keep in close contact with local law enforcement, and consider organizing regular patrols of their church neighborhood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off not only from family planning money, but also from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. That atmospheric river barreling across Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. Pam Rockcastle of Issaquah, Washington on KOMONews.com says she was inside the house watching the high winds blowing when a tree fell straight towards her.
Just watching the trees kind of going back and forth and sat down and then all of a sudden, crunch, I'm in my front window and it's just kind of coming down like this. And I'm like, it was like slow motion. It was like, oh, and it touched my... You know, it hit my window, but it didn't crack my window or anything like that.
Up to 16 inches of rain forecast for the region. The storm system unleashed winds early this week that left two people dead. U.S. regulators want a federal judge to break up Google to prevent the company from continuing to squash competition through its dominant search engine after a court found it had maintained an abusive monopoly over the past decade. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.